today is the turn of PNC flag bearer Hassan Adaraga at the Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA's presidential evening encounter with the electorate. Mr. Adaraga is expected to present his vision and strategies for governing the country at the Kofianan ICT Center. The evening encounter platform, according to the IEA, is on the premise that those who wish to govern must allow themselves to be subjected to probing questions by the people to ensure that they understand their concerns and have the capacity to address them. Mr. Adaraga tells Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe how a PNC government will address the country's issues and what to expect at tonight's encounter with the electorate.
Every presidential candidate has a common vision and a plan and strategy and policy, because there's a saying that goes that if you do not have a plan, you can never execute a building. What we want to do is that we are going to touch on all sectors of the economy, but very priority part shall go into education, employment, youth, agriculture, and sanitation. Our country needs rehabilitation. Our country needs development, and our country needs peace. We will be talking on those things.
What would a PNC government do differently from what we're seeing today, Mr. Adaraga?
Implementation. Implementation is a problem of the economy. We all have a number of plans and visions, and these plans do not manifest into implementation. And that is what Africa and Ghanaians are lacking. We say one thing and do another, and that is what the PNC is going to do different.
Mr. Adaraga, the economy is a problem in this country for so long. How do you think that we can stabilize the economy?
And we think that to stabilize the economy, we are putting up a 10-year to 20-year development plan. And that policy is going to be different from partisan kind of policy. That policy is going to take the years throughout the year. It's going to be a plan which will be manifested by any presidential candidate who happens to be a president. And it's going to be non-partisan so that nobody interferes with the policies that we are going to draw for Ghanaians. And that policy is going to be in all sectors of the economy so that we don't interfere in the management of the economy. We don't interfere in the distribution of equal opportunities to the Ghanaians.
What is your view of the issue of judgment debt? Yeah, the issue of judgment debts, that they're paying out huge sums of money, judgment debts, as a result of maybe abrogated contracts on the part of government, which obviously is a loss to the government. Do you think that it's a lack of discipline on the part of, as lack of discipline in the part of government, or generally, or do you think that it's a lack of monitoring system by the players?
There is a lot of issues concerning judgment debt. There will always be a judgment debt, whether we like it or not, there will always be a judgment. But what kind of judgment debt do we want to see or do we want to pay? We should be disciplined in kind to educate and promote judgment debts in this country. The issue of judgment debt has nothing to do with government. It has something to do with the nation. For instance, if a policeman knocks down a Ghanaian citizen, definitely there will be what we call judgment debt, because the person will go and claim judgment and government. But the issue has to do with our judiciary. Are we really taking care and monitoring and going into the system very well to see whether, before we judge any debt, whether that judgment debt is higher than the contract itself? How can you find a situation where a contract is $1 million and a judgment debt is $5 million? I think that is where we should be looking at. And we should make sure that we put people there who have interest in Ghana and not interest in themselves.
PNC flag bearer Hassan Adaraga in that interview with Rebecca Ekpe.